This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Speaking of answers, Hal Fritz has answered his victory with some comments he said on the show. Let's play one more from yesterday, because he addressed during the program yesterday his mindset. Here's something Fritz said.
Feeling good. Definitely feeling better this week than I did last week. For this show, we needed to restore order.
Yep.
You know, I was just taking my walk around Westchester. A lot of horns honking.
There you go.
Good job yesterday.
There you go.
And there's only one message. Order was restored.
Yeah.
Order was restored.
The job is not finished.
Not even close.
Job's not done.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. We're not going to take 2 weeks celebrating like a different show did.
No. We're head down onto the next one.
Yeah, yeah. We're also
1 day from vacation.
Yes.
Yeah, it really sounds like head down onto the next one there. That's exactly what I was thinking as they were doing that whole thing. I was like, they're just putting their head down, getting to the next one.
There you go. Well, look, you can react to how they're handling it and the whole overall competition. Humble versus Haughty Hammer, which you prefer. And, of course, the Phils, which has really been our main topic today. Let's reset this quickly and then right to the phones. As we broadcast from Borgata on this Friday morning, of course, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, away from the Tasty Cake Studio, from the beautiful Borgata in Atlantic City this Friday morning. So, Jody, the Matt Gelb article from yesterday, fascinating in The Athletic, and really details quite a bit about the Phillies farm system and also their approach that he's reporting on to this point. He can't report on what they will do. No one knows what they will do, but he's reporting on what they've been doing, which is putting out signals to other teams that they are more interested in buying big, which also means giving away bigger prospects this year. Here's what he reported yesterday from Matt Gelb in The Athletic. He said, this July, the Phillies find themselves in a familiar spot. They need bullpen help again. They could use another right-handed bat again. They have used mid-tier prospects to patch holes in previous deadlines, but they have taken a different tone this time. According to officials from rival clubs who have spoken to the Phillies as the trade deadline landscape crystallizes, the Phillies, for now, sound more willing to trade bigger prospect chips for controllable big leaguers, especially a shutdown late-inning reliever. The Phillies have a top-heavy farm system. Major League sources said initial indications are the Phillies want to shop this July in a more expensive aisle than the rental one. They have the prospects to do it. Joe, do you think they should?
If the right deal is out there, yes. Once again, I'll use the word I used earlier, untouchable. Do the Phillies have an untouchable right now in their minor league system that you just can't give up to get a key piece? The answer is no. So, yes, they should. If the deal is out there to be made, and you have to have faith in your general manager that he'll make the right call on whether the asking price is doable or not, if it's out there to be made, yes, they should go for it and pick up a key piece that's ready to step in, help them in 2025, and forego the potential downside of the next decade of that prospect. Look, you're giving up being a star.
Obviously, I want the Phillies to do something. I want them to become better. We know in outfield and the bullpen they can be. I will tell you, I'm more reluctant than Jody, Devin, and James with what they expressed earlier in the show on whether they should. I remember. I mean, it's a shudder through me thinking of 2013 through 2019. I mean, guys, they were off the map. They were off the map for 5 or 6 years. They were off the map.
But them going for it this year, I mean, you don't know. That doesn't necessarily take them off the map. It's not like you're going to have to trade every single prospect. And it's also not like every prospect is guaranteed to work out if they do stay with the team.
That's fair. And ironically, to the 2013 to 2019 reality, the prospects they traded in all those deals, and I was thrilled when they made those deals, 9, 10, and 11. Mm-hmm. I was thrilled. I mean, almost none of those prospects amount to anything.
Yeah. Travis d'Arnaud ended up being the best player that group traded. So, which is crazy.
But I think people understand the correlation. I mean, the concept of let's trade Andrew Painter for someone who can help me right now, like it could work out great, or it could be a complete abject disaster. Now, it's notable, the last time the Phillies traded a primo prospect pitcher was when they traded that Sixto Sanchez guy, and he amounted to squat-ta with the Marlins.
Just hurt. Squat-ta. Talk about a guy who's hurt. He never pitched.
He never pitches. So, and they got JT, and they've had 7 years of outstanding service from JT Realmuto. But we also know there's plenty of examples in sports, and, you know, one of them, just as a for instance, many years ago, the Red Sox acquired, and we love L.A., the Red Sox acquired a fairly old Larry Anderson, I think, in 90.
Well, did they trade a good player for him?
And they traded that Jeff Bagwell guy.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
So, you know, this is the yin and yang of trying to figure out what to do, and it's complicated. And I really believe the fundamental issue isn't so much whether you want an outfielder or a bullpen, we all do. And it's not even whether you believe in Dombrowski to get it done, which people have wavered on that dramatically. I actually think the fundamental issue is whether you believe in Castellanos and Trey Turner and Bryson Stott and JT at this stage of his career and Bryce Harper at this stage of his career and others to do enough of their part in October to make it worthwhile to add that big player while giving up a big blue chip prospect for the future. Because at the end of the day, this is a lot more about what's already here and how they'll play in October than what's not here and how that guy might play in October. It's a lot more about whether Castellanos is going to hit. It's a lot more about whether JT is going to hit. It is. Do you believe in him? Let's go to the phones. Steve in Willow Grove. Steve, what do you make of this trade deadline stuff and everything going on? Good morning, bud.
Hey, good morning. And congratulations on a great victory again.
Thank you, sir.
And next year's competition should be the battle of knowledge. Every episode or every challenge should be a different sport that you could just crush this.
I like the athletic thing, man. We do the knowledge thing with Pete DeHammer every week. The athletic thing is, I think, part of what has elevated this.
I don't think Jack would, you know, deign to challenge the Hammer in a bunch of sports trivia.
Yeah,
I tend
to agree.
Exactly. And is it fair to say more people listen to the morning show than the afternoon show?
I'd have to see the latest to know, but I mean, here's the good news, Steve. I'll be honest with you. If the answer to that is yes, I wouldn't say it on the air. So, you know, the reality is both shows have a lot of listeners, and I am proud for the station of that.
Listen to all the shows.
Yeah.
You are being very nice to them when you put them on the air, exposing them to the millions of listeners you have. You are too nice.
Well, it might be hundreds of million at this point, because I hear with that Odyssey app, we're big in Japan. Astronauts. Well, again, you know, astronauts apparently
I'm
in that
space.
I'm pretty
sure everyone
station.
On the planet listens. I'm not 100%, but pretty sure.
All right, Steve, what do you think the Phillies should do?
Me? Well, first, before we get to that point, I wish our manager had 1% of Lee Elia's moxie. Okay? That rant was sensational.
It's incredible.
And the other night, our manager should have gone 8 on the umpires that blew the game for us, and he didn't. And hearing that rant from 1983. I wish he just had 1 ounce of it. But listen, prospect is a prospect. It looks like their farm system is working well, so potentially we have more prospects. So do what you got to do. They want Painter? Yeah, give it to them. Who cares? cares?
No, it's not who cares. It's not. It's definitely not who cares. You might give them to him because you get something big time back. It's absolutely not who cares, Steve. I mean, come on, man. I mean, Steve, he may be the highest valued pitching prospect since, like, Robin Roberts joined the Phillies.
Well,
like, seriously.
And Joe, I might be the handsomest person in the world.
Yeah, but you know what, Steve?
What? It's only one person's opinion, my wife, so, you know. But
all right, Steve, I need an answer, buddy. A rant, a non-rant, a very memorable piece of audio that we have from a public figure through the years. What's the greatest ever?
Well, Devin has the winning answer, so the only thing I could think of, you're killing me, Smalls.
Oh, that's fictional. I thought you were going to say E. yeah, we're looking for a real life. I thought it was Devin's E. All right, so the Lee Ilya thing was just referenced. Let's play it again for those that didn't hear it early in our show when we played it. It may be the single greatest rant of all time. This was in 1983. Now, Lee Ilya managed the Phillies in 88 and 89, and sadly, he passed away yesterday. When I met him twice, he was a great gentleman. I met him once as a kid, and I met him at Dutch's funeral back in 2017. And I was really struck by his humility. I remember seeing him go up to Darren's mother that day and say, "Hi, I'm Lee Ilya. You probably, you know, don't know me, but I used to manage your son." And, of course, you know, Mrs. Dalton completely remembered him because, yes, he used to manage his son. But I was really struck by his humility and the way – and when he and I talked, he seemed like a great person. And he was with the Phillies organization for many years, not just as their manager, but third base coach in 80 when they won the World Series. I guess, Jody, when Pete Rose maybe – did Pete Rose run through the stop sign and knock over the Astros catcher? Or I don't know
Ray
if there was
Fossey?
A stop
sign.
Yeah, Ray Fossey.
Oh, Ray Fossey. It was Bruce Bochy.
Bruce Bochy in game four.
I had the all-star game on my mind.
When he clobbered him with the forearm, the right arm forearm. Come on, Jody, you got to be with me on this.
I know the play you're referencing.
I don't know if there's a stop sign or not.
Neither do I.
I'm not sure. But I know this. Lee Ilya was there at third base coach, either waving him in or telling him to stop, and Rose scored with that forearm to Bochy's face. With that said, Ilya did a lot in baseball, and he passed away yesterday. And he did deliver in 1983, perhaps the greatest rant of all time. Here is a many bleep version. He was upset at Cubs. He's the Cubs manager at this point. Cubs manager in 83. Upset at Cubs fans for getting on Cubs players, including throwing some stuff at Boa, who played for the Cubs in that year, a couple years there. Listen to Ilya and what he said about 40 years ago.
I'll tell you one thing. I hope we get hotter than just to stuff it up them 3,000 people that show up every day. Because if they're the real Chicago fans, they can kiss my ass right downtown and print it. They're really, really behind you around here. My ass. What am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the nickel dime people to show up? The mother don't even work. That's why they're out at the game. They ought to go out and get a job and find out what it's like to go out there and earn a living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here. The playground for the suckers. Rip them, mother. Rip them suckers. Like the players. Got guys busting their ass and them people too. And that's the Cubs? My ass. They talk about the great support that the players get around here. I haven't seen it this year.
Unbelievable rant. I mean, it's an all-timer. It might be the greatest ever. So Lee Ilya, condolences to the Phillies organization and his family. He was from the area. And so certainly we want to acknowledge that reality. We don't want you to think it's just about the rant. But the rant is something that, you know, will unfortunately, I suppose, for his legacy, be his longest-standing legacy. But he said it, and it is what it is. But condolences to those that knew him and loved him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But it's an all-timer.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Radio 94 WIP. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. It's the midday show. Man, I'm just housing the crab fries during the break, Hugh. Hard to.
Yeah.
They're one of those things, you have a couple of them. I mean, the whole thing's going to be done before you know it.
Yeah, especially if you having a sesh. Oh, look, I got...
If you're having a session...
Wait a minute, I got crab fry meat. Stuff in my beard.
Yeah. Yeah,
I got to that out. Yeah,
get that out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... You want to make sure
you're
cleaned
up. You got it.
For the YouTube, eat, people are going to be coming for you today.
Oh, they probably will.
If you got crab fry stuff in your beard.
They probably will.
Yeah. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. As we talked about with Pete in the last segment, make sure you get out Chickies and Pete's today. $1 crab fries.
$1.
$5 Miller Lite pitchers, all going to the Fraternal Order of Police Survivors Fund. So great stuff from Chickies and Pete's. Make sure you're going out and doing that today. 215-592-9494. It is Friday. It feels nice to be on a Friday.
Yeah,
don't you just have
man.
A little more energy on a Friday?
Well, yeah, because you're getting ready for the weekend. Everybody getting ready to ramp up for whatever social events that they have going on, man. And yeah, it's a good time.
Big Phillies game tonight. Phillies in San Diego. And the question we're asking to start the show here, do you trust Dave Dombrowski to do the right things at the deadline? Not what you want him to do. I think we all want Dave Dombrowski to go out, make big moves to improve this team. But do you trust him? Because that's the thing. I can't get to the point where I trust him. And I am encouraged, I would say, by the rumors that are out there. But I can't fully believe it. Because, hey, we've seen what we have seen the last couple years. And the bottom line is, the last few seasons, Dave Dombrowski, despite a lot of the same stuff being out there. Jim Bowden, we played it last segment, what was said last year right around this exact time in terms of Dave Dombrowski and what he's going to do at the deadline. He didn't do it. He hasn't chopped at that high-end aisle. He hasn't been willing to trade some of the top prospects. And until he does that, I can't believe he's going to do it. I'm not buying it. I hope I'm wrong. But I don't believe in Dave Dombrowski making the right moves at this deadline. You, Hugh, Kyle, you guys both believe he will.
Yeah, I think the time is now. You know, if you want to push all in, man, I mean, You kind of stood pat in off season with some of the moves that you tried to make that you didn't make. We all know what those are. This team is right there. I know it's hard for a lot of people to see, but when you look at the standings, man, the standings don't lie. I mean, I think we're harder on our team because it's our team. But when you look around the landscape of baseball, the Phillies are right there. They're one of the better teams, the top-tier teams in Major League Baseball. So if you're talking about one or two moves and potentially trading away some prospects to help you make that move, you know, holding you back, I don't think that you have the luxury to do that, especially when you have a team that's getting old right before your eyes. Bryce Harper's been here, what, 7 years?
Yeah.
Long-ass time,
six
man.
And a, yeah, this is year seven.
Long-ass time, crazy. And I know he has to be getting antsy, and he's starting to feel a little mortal. I mean, as much trash, almost had to self-edit that, but as much stuff as Bryce Harper talked the other day, I go back to that last soundbite that he had before he had the game that he had, and he talked about how he felt and all those other things. As I can tell you, man, when you feel – and not saying he's all the way there, but when you're not centered and you're getting a little older and you haven't accomplished some of the things you want to accomplish, you start to think about that a lot. And it starts to become one of those things where, you know, you're like, hey, well, when am I going to break through? Because, you know, you have a lot of, like, say, guys like Cooper DeJean, Jalen Carter. They ain't got to worry about that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They have a long career in front of them.
They got a long career in front of them. They ain't got to worry about that. Quinyon Mitchell.
Well, I hope so. And
But when you get a little older, TK, that starts to weigh on you a little bit.
Well, like, I mean, to that point, like, I think the mortality of this core is in clear focus right now. Like, the Harper injury stuff has to be making Dave think, how much more time do I have left?
Yeah, you got to kick out of that old thing.
That was a deep sentence right there. The mortality of this core is...
But it's true. Think about it. Kyle Schwarber's on the last year of his deal. JT Realmuto, last year of his deal. Ranger Suarez.
Old.
Man, Zach Wheeler talking about retiring in 2 years, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, the mortality thing is at the forefront
right now. It's true.
Like,
and how many more years of a decent pitcher in Aaron Nola do we have? Like, all of these things. And the Bryce Harper one being the biggest. How many more years is Bryce Harper going to be an MVP caliber player? Will he ever be an MVP caliber player again? The time is now for Dave Dombrowski to make a move. And by the way, I don't think they, like, part of this is I don't think they need that much. Like, I know everyone wants a really high caliber type of player, and that would be great. But I don't think that's required for this team to be pushed over the top and win a World Series. So, like, the job I don't think is that hard for Dave Dombrowski this time.
Oh, I disagree. I think they need a ton. I think they need a big bat. I think they need at least one bullpen, probably two bullpen arms. And then you move a third guy. That can be your starter that you move to the bullpen, whoever that is. But I can't trust them. I can't say I believe after the last couple of years. I mean, they've had opportunities, and Dave Dombrowski has shied away. He's kind of shriveled up at the deadline. That can't happen this year.
But why is it?
We can't have shriveling.
Why is it so? You're not a big fan of shriveling?
I'm not a shriveling fan.
I just don't know why it's so inconceivable that this deadline, we're going to end up with, you know, what if they end up with Taylor Ward and two bullpen guys that can help you?
Mm.
And then when you push a starter or two into the bullpen too, like, that to me is perfectly enough.
I you know, and I'm out on Taylor
You don't
Ward.
Like Taylor Ward.
Yeah. Kyle's
I'm
obsessed
still,
with Taylor Ward.
I'm still
no,
stuck
no,
on
no,
Kyle.
No, I'm not obsessed with Taylor
I'm
Ward.
I'm still stuck on Kyle laughing at, chuckling at the old people analogy. I appreciate that. Kind of made me feel
old. Old people are funny, man.
Five minutes left in the third quarter. You're not that old.
No, dude, you should have seen Hugh at the airport. You wouldn't be saying that if you saw Hugh.
Oh, no, what happened at the airport?
I was high at the airport. I was high.
You talk about, like, worst places to go high?
No,
isn't
listen,
that, like, one of the worst places you could go?
I popped the gummy before we went in because I was like, you know.
You got to wait till you're on the plane.
You had to have some woman assist him at the kiosk.
You don't do that before you go through TSA. That's a rookie mistake.
Hey, listen.
What are you doing?
Outside of that. It was a good day. Like, I was in the back seat, and I'm riding, and I was cool. Nobody asked me to do nothing until we had to check in.
She's like, excuse me, sir, are you okay? Like, do you need help? And, like... And then he had a life alert moment when we were boarding the plane, when he slammed his head on the overhead.
And Kyle's laughing, right? And everybody was like, oh, my gosh, this is not funny. And I'm like, I know that guy.
Sir, are you okay? And I'm just cracking up.
This is just the hilarious visual of Hugh, like, going through TSA, struggling to get his belt off and his shoes off.
Oh, no, man. You know, like, when I'm like that, man, I just get quiet.
Okay.
And so yeah, when well, I, yeah. So what happened, Kyle went to the kiosk, and I was like, what is Kyle doing? Like, what is he doing? And so I looked at the kiosk, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this. So I went
to just scan your ID?
No, you got to type in some stuff I really wasn't trying to remember.
Okay.
So I was trying to go to the front. I was trying to get somebody to, like, physically assist me. And she saw me. She's like, no, I got you.
Joe and I are off to the side like he was struggling so
hard.
But
this is the thing I hate, because they didn't say anything. They just let it play out.
But that's one of the areas where, like, being an older guy helps you out, because it's like, hey, what am I going to do?
I was just like, I had a lot going on. But I had, like, outside of that moment, the day was wonderful.
Well, it doesn't sound like you had that much going on. It just sounds like you were
I was mellow. The worst part of the day.
You know what I'm saying? I was mellow. I was super mellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. All right. Good times.
Well, there you go. That's a great story. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you trust Dave Dombrowski at the deadline? I do not. Hugh and Kyle do. Let's go to the phones. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy back to blue, man.
What's up, Chris?
What's going on, man? How you doing today?
Correct.
Hey, first of all, hats off to Pete, sporting law enforcement. That's an amazing thing. So good for you, Pete. Guys, I'm hot and cold on my trust for Dombrowski. Hugh, we like analogies, right?
I love analogies.
So let me use an analogy to illustrate how I feel about this whole thing. So pre-Phillies Dave is like Fritz versus the camera in baseball. Confident winner, right? That's how Jack was. That's how I think Dave was before he got here. Now, since Dave has come to the Phillies, his trade moves are more like Fritz versus the camera in golf, again, being Fritz, an epic flop and failure. And that's how I feel about Dave. The Phillies Dave has not been great. I don't know what is going on with him, but we need him to remember, go back to his roots like Jack did this week and figure it out and lock back in. And I don't know how any better to explain than that.
Yeah, and Chris, this is the problem, though. I don't know if that Dave Dombrowski is still there. You know, I think there was an idea of what we thought we were getting when he was hired. And I think initially it looked that way. They signed Kyle Schwarber, they signed Nick Castellanos, Trey Turner, even though I think that was probably more of a John Middleton decision than anything else. But I don't know if Dave Dombrowski has the ability to make these moves anymore. And I do think, like, they've just gotten so in love with these prospects that I don't believe they're going to move on from them. Like, we talked a lot about the Painter thing yesterday. I don't think they're moving Painter. I don't think they would really under any circumstance. I would honestly be surprised if they moved Aiden Miller as well. And this is the thing, man. If you're going to get what you need, you're probably going to need to trade Aiden Miller at the deadline.
Well, he needs to do something, because here's the reality of this. This is Philadelphia, okay? And, guys, I love our fan base, and I love Philadelphia fans, because we always keep it 100, all right? Like Hugh says, like, we always try to keep it 100 here.
Do that. You know, try to keep it a being.
You know, and speaking of keeping it 100, in comparison to how other teams are, right, some other teams are very soft and weak. Like, by example, San Diego Charger Aaron loves Philip Rivers and the Chargers, even though they collapse in the playoffs every year. And, you know, likes to throw flowers at the camera for embarrassing himself on Wednesday. That's not how Philadelphia rolls. Like, that's how soft opposing teams that root for the Chargers or a cow loser gym, you know, even though Dallas flops in the playoffs. That's not who Philadelphia is. Philadelphia is about winning. We're about championships, you, right? We are all about trophies. And you know what? Philadelphia demands excellence. And we are now, Dave, if you're listening, put your ears on. Your feet are to the fire, sir. Because you know what? Dave, Mr. Middleton wants you to bring back his bleeping T-R-O-P-H-Y
trophy.
Go back or go home, Dave.
There you go, Chris. I actually predicted that one right in my head. I probably should have said it, but as Chris was going through, I tried to predict what he was going to say.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Trophy. That was a good one. Yeah. That was a good one.
So there you go. And yeah, I mean, you got to go out and you got to be aggressive and you got to go for it. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But did want to play some audio for you real quick from a former Philly. Chase Utley was on MLB Network. He's playing in the whatever golf outing they got going on, Lake Tahoe this week. All the celebrities are out there playing. But Chase Utley talked a little bit about the Phillies moving forward. And first, here was Chase on the outlook the rest of the season.
Just kind of your overview on what you've seen from the Phillies when you're able to watch them this year.
Yeah, nothing has changed over the past few years, meaning they have a strong team. They have an amazing offense. And like you said, their pitching staff has dialed it up a bit. Obviously, with Zach Wheeler leading the charge there, he's a pretty special pitcher and really extremely fun to watch and not fun to face. And obviously, as we all know, the offense is strong. So, yeah, listen, I like their chances as I've liked their chances the last few years. It's all about timing, getting hot at the right time. And if they can get hot at the right time, they have a wonderful chance to go where they want to go.
And I think that's part of it, getting hot at the right time. But to get hot at the right time, you also need guys that are capable of doing it. And last year, I mean, they weren't capable of doing that.
Yeah, but they feel like they have the guys. I mean, there's a lot of truth to what Chase just said, man. And it's like, it's almost like you just try to sustain until you get to that sweet spot. You know, especially when you talk about 162 games. I know in playing football, you know, when I played it was 16 games, and you always wanted to be a little bit better than you were the week before so that when you get to the end of the season, you're in tip-top form, and hopefully you're healthy at that point. Well, functional, I should say, because everybody's a little banged up, but you want to be functional, and you want to be playing your best ball at that time. So I get that, and it feels like this week probably was the week that the Phillies might turn the corner. You know, it's just unfortunate that, you know, it happened during the All-Star break coming up, but that might be the case. It might be them taking that next step to get that momentum they need to carry them into the playoffs.
Yeah, and I mean, it's going to come down to that, the players performing, and obviously what they do. Here was more from Chase talking about Dave Dombrowski and you know, trusting him.
Obviously, we're getting close to the trade deadline here, Chase. What do you think that this team should do? Obviously, we talked about the Zach Wheeler window possibly closing. He might have 2 years left. He talked about retirement after that contract expires. Are you willing for this team to kind of go all in? Obviously, they need some bullpen help. They need maybe another right-handed bat in the lineup. Are you going to give up the farm to kind of go all in here if you were Dave Dombrowski?
Unclear. Listen, I think they have a strong team as is. And I would imagine Dave's been doing this for a long time, and he knows how to add the right pieces at the right time. So I would trust his judgment, especially in these times. And I know the ownership from ownership's perspective, they want to win. So when you have those two things aligned, usually good things happen.
And I mean, I get where Chase is coming from, but I don't agree because he talks about there trusting Dave Dombrowski's judgment. I can't trust his judgment because his judgment the last couple of years has been poor. Like, his judgment at the deadline the last 2 years has been wrong. Last year, you didn't get the right guys. And 2 years ago, especially, I mean, there were clear issues in front of him. We all knew Craig Kimbrell was probably going to break down. He's done it his entire career. He didn't go out and get anybody. Dave Dombrowski's judgment at the deadline has not been good. And that's maybe my even bigger concern than his willingness to trade the prospects is I don't even trust that Dave Dombrowski truly knows what the Phillies need.
That's interesting to say it like that, TK, because you talk about the moves that he's made in the past. They really haven't worked out for him. But I also feel like part of that is on the people that they brought in here. Philly's a unique place, man, and I know we say that a lot, and a lot of people might not believe that, but it is. You know, and the fan base, they have a high standard here. And sometimes some guys can't live up to that standard or they crumble under the pressure. So I think it's very important that when you start vetting these players, man, that you get the right guys that you feel like can fit the mentality of the city.
Yeah, and I just look at it, like in 2023 – Dave Dombrowski didn't correctly judge what the Phillies needed. Like, they needed a bullpen piece. He didn't go get one. He got another starter, and he got, you know, a utility player in Castro who you couldn't even use last year. The moves didn't work out. I think the judgment, I guess, was better in terms of getting the positions you needed, but I don't trust his judgment in terms of even knowing exactly what the Phillies need. Because again, you look at the deadline and you look at the reports of, oh, well, they're solely focused on the bullpen. They're not looking at a bat. I think that would be a mistake. I think you got to look at all of it. Kyle, where are you on that? Do you trust that Dave Dombrowski knows what the Phillies need truly at the deadline?
So, with all the talk about, I don't know if we need a bat, probably going to be heavy bullpen stuff.
Not good judgment.
I don't know if I necessarily buy that, though. Because Dave, like, I don't know if Dave's fully showing his whole hand here.
Can't do it.
I think there's no way he doesn't know that this team needs a bat right now. There's no way. Now, I don't know if...
Counterpoint, he didn't know they needed a bullpen piece to replace Kimbrel in 2023.
So I don't know if he didn't know that. I think...
He just neglected to do his job?
I think sometimes where he gets into trouble is that he trusts what they
trust
have too
on
much.
The back
and
of the car.
He can do that here too. But like some of the things I think are so glaringly obvious when it comes to the prolonged stretches of like offensive droughts and stuff. And something tells me that he knows in the back of his head truly that they do need another bat in this lineup.
No, I hope so, because that they do. And if you don't address that, that's going to be a problem. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
So, I don't trust him at all. Not that he's a bad guy. I just don't trust that he'll do anything based on past season deadline. Now, he knows how to shop at Nordstrom's in the off season, but he seems to end up at Walmart or Kmart at the deadline.
They still got Kmart.
We get these guys. Well, nah, I don't. I think there's one left.
My bad. Make you my fault. I got stuck on the Kmart.
No, I think there is one Kmart left, and I think it's in Indiana. I'm pretty sure about that. But anyway, he just seems to bring in these guys that are roster fillers, it seems like, at the deadline. Do they need to do something? Yes. Obviously, they need maybe a bullpen or two-piece, and I would still like to get a big bat. But I don't know. I don't think he'll do it. I really don't.
Yeah, and Jeff, that's kind of where I'm at as well, is I just feel like they need a lot. And I don't trust that Dave Dombrowski, number one, is going to do it. And number two, I don't even know that he is aware of all these issues, because I think there has been a general philosophy the last couple of years and general thinking that they're better than they are. And I just hope they've learned from their mistakes, and I'm not convinced they have.
Yeah, I mean, look, the team's getting older. We know that, the guys that are on the back half of their career. It's just, you need something, and some of these other teams are going to jump up and grab these guys. Now, like you said, Philly's a different place, so you got to find the right guys that fit. But that's what his job is. Like, do your job and find somebody, anybody.
Yeah, no, I hear you, Jeff, and appreciate the call, man. Thanks. And yeah, I mean, that's where I'm at, and this is where it is Dave Dombrowski's job, and it is his obligation to put this team in a position where he can win a World Series, because this pitching staff is just too good to waste. I know we talked about it a lot, but it's so true. It's just too special to let this pitching staff go to waste this year.
Yeah, and I think what part of the problem is, TK, is that, you're weighing making a move against knowing that this good pitching is going to change in a couple of years, like quickly. It's going to change. It's going to change at the end of the year when you figure out what's going on with Ranger, whether or not he's going to be here. And, the potential longevity of Bryce. JT's getting a little older. Kyle Schwarber not being here. So you have to weigh all that with what are you willing to give up to go all in to try to win this year, not knowing that it's not guaranteed.
Yeah, and it's definitely a risk.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of whether it's a risk you need to take or not. I think it is, and I hope Dave does it. 215-592-9494. But today, it's obviously a Friday, which also means it's a tri-day.
It's a tri-day Friday.
It's tri-day, tri-day, you and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so what are we trying today, boys? How bad did I butcher the try day?
That was pretty rough.
All right.
It's all right.
Well, my first time doing it, Trident.
Hughes had more pregnant pauses this week, though.
Yeah.
Well, I'm being more thoughtful in my takes.
That's the thing. I'm trying to adopt.
Less of that, please.
I'm trying to adopt Hughes, I guess, philosophy of thoughtful takes.
No, because it's
leading to a lot of dead air.
Yeah.
No, because it's like, you know, with some of the questions that have been asked, and especially last night watching the Superman movie, I just, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, just taking it all in a little bit. You know?
I got to say, I like this background music. I kind of wish this just played under us throughout the entire show. Well, it's soothing.
I don't.
Okay.
You know what the irony of it is, though? Since
I don't.
Yes. We're looking for bad songs today because we have some sort of a... I mean, it's an awful rendition of a song that we all know.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to play this.
It's so funny. We're going to play it later. But the irony of this is this... The background music is... Remember that song Friday by Rebecca Black?
Oh, I was thinking about
it's Friday, Ice Cube. Friday. That's the parody. This is like, it's like a notoriously awful song.
Oh, I got to Google this now.
Okay. Yeah, so are we giving our bad songs or do we just let the audience go?
Well, we'll leave it up to the callers. We don't want to take
it. Okay, there you go.
I guess this one's mine, Friday by Rebecca Black.
Okay.
I'll play it in next.
All right, there you go. Sorry for butchering Friday, guys, but we're giving bad songs today. That's what we want for us.
Do we all have to give a bad song? Well, this is your bad song, Friday.
Go ahead.
Kyle's so mad right now.
I'm just thinking because I'm like it wasn't really that bad, but it was just bad when you found out they couldn't sing.
Yeah.
Girl, you know it's true.
Okay.
That was pretty bad.
All right. Well, there you go.
Or the Right Said Fred song, I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt.
Oh, that's you don't like that song? That was hot back. Was that in the 80s, I guess?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. And I'm sorry to Kyle, who's, I can tell, just so angry.
I mean, it's
right now. Friday. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Give us a bad song with your calls on the Phillies. Do you trust Dave Dombrowski to get this deadline deal right? That is the question that we're asking today. Do you truly trust them? And ESPN, they released their offseason grades for every NFL team. We'll tell you what the Eagles got, and I wonder where people stand on one specific part of this. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94W.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
UIP.
This is the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies in South Philly, our Friday home until football season starts. Chickies today presents Crab Fries for Heroes. It's National French Fry Day. A portion of all proceeds from Crab Fry sales will be donated to the FOP Survivors Fund. So get to your local Chickies. If it's not this one, get some Crab Fries today. It's 4:30 on Friday, Ike, and 4:30 on Friday is when we award the belt.
There could only be one, the boss, the chief, the top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents the belt.
Oh, that's right. Who has the belt? Well, having the belt coming into today was Hugh Douglas. He got a bonus week because last Friday was July 4th and we were off. Hugh Douglas was awarded the belt when he asked to see Cooper DeJean's DMs, which was a very strong thing.
Yeah.
So the belt is awarded to the WIP employee who essentially came the strongest that week. Had the biggest take, whatever it is.
Perform the best sometimes in a big pressure situation.
Perform the best in a pressure situation. So first I can tell you, Hugh Douglas no longer holds the belt.
Okay. I mean, he did have to prop up TK all week.
He did.
You know?
He did.
Like, that's a...
Did they play the TK song this week?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Well, Kyle... they missed that on a chance.
Well, because Kyle Quinn was off the week that we broke the TK song, you know, thing.
So maybe he didn't,
maybe didn't even know about it.
So the question is, who took the belt from Hugh Douglas? I can tell you, it is a member of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Yep.
The new holder of the belt is Ike Reese.
For what?
Ike Reese.
For what?
Ike Reese has been injured all week.
Oh, how about that?
Has been hobbling around essentially on one leg. You got a grapefruit knee there. And has it hampered his performance on the WIP Afternoon Show? The answer is no. The answer is no. Look, playing injured is something that we, especially on the WIP Afternoon Show, we take a lot of pride in.
Yep.
And while Jack Fritz did strike out Joe DeCamara.
Five times
out of eight at-bats. Going into vacation week, the holder of the belt for his injured performance is Ike Reese. Ike, what do you have to say?
First of all, I got to thank God.
Yes.
Always.
Yep.
T's and P's.
I want to thank my family.
Yep.
Stuck with me through all this, through thick and thin.
Yep.
Somebody had to wait on me hand and foot this week. Appreciate that from the family. You know, I got to thank my two co-hosts here.
Yep.
You know, you guys just trucked along during the week. Never batted an eye. Never said to me, you want to take a day off?
No, we did not.
You guys pretty much just acted as if nothing happened all week.
Yep.
In fact, I've made fun of you most of the week.
Yeah, that is a good point.
And you haven't killed me yet.
Yeah, I appreciate that from you guys.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, even though I know I'm a multiple recipient of this award.
It's your first time?
No, it's not my first time. I stole it from Elliot on the day this award was given.
Yes.
So I've won this so infrequently. I do remember the last time I actually won it, which is the first time.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you to all the listeners out there. Thank you for putting up with me this week. It has not been easy. Quite frankly, I've been on pain medicine all week. Don't know what the hell I've said through most of these shows. But I haven't gotten us kicked off the air, so everything's okay.
Congratulations, Ike. Well earned. Well earned.
Thank you.
Jack, your thoughts to Ike getting the belt this week?
Oh, incredibly disappointing. Of course, more clickbait from the committee.
What?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. There's
nothing to click.
I know.
Yeah.
It was a takedown. It was a reestablishing the new world order of WIP with what happened on Wednesday.
You just did what you were supposed to do. Let's be honest.
It wasn't that impressive.
Yeah.
It was impressive. I don't know. It was fine. I just went out and did a job.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're proud of you.
Thank you.
But only one person can have the belt. So Ike takes it from his former teammate and current teammate in two different capacities, Hugh Douglas. It was a good run for Ike, or for Hugh, rather, a 2 week.
Yeah.
And Ike, you will have it for 2 weeks no matter what you do next week.
Thank you.
Because we don't have it next week. There's no belt next week. So
on vacation with that knee.
Yep. Congratulations, Ike Reese, the holder of the WIP Afternoon Show belt. Let's talk a little Phils with our guy.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Kev Jackie Baseball.
So Chris Sanchez is getting screwed.
Oh, he's definitely getting screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is... Okay, go ahead. Why he's being screwed.
So David Peterson, who admittedly is on my fantasy team, so I'm very impressed with David Peterson, is...
He's on my fantasy.
He's on my fantasy. Well, I manage four leagues.
Oh,
Spike,
okay.
Like, this is...
All right.
It's a lot. I mean, to raise two kids,
okay,
be on this show, and then manage four fantasy baseball teams.
It's a lot of work.
It's a mental grind.
Yeah.
It's a lot of mental sweats in my house.
Yeah.
So David Peterson makes the All-Star game over Chris Sanchez.
Ridiculous.
And the theory is, well, Sanchez is pitching Sunday, so he's not going to be in the All-Star game anyway, so they're going to remove him anyway. But that shouldn't matter. I mean, he's already been paid, so now it's not a lot of money. But at the same time, like, it's going to be brought up when they go to the negotiating table, and he's not going to have an All-Star appearance, even though he deserves an All-Star appearance because of the day he pitches for his real team.
They should have just named Sanchez, taken him off the team, and then put Peterson on.
Yeah. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
David Peterson has been good this year. He's been the best pitcher.
What? It makes no sense.
Well, at least he gets the All-Star team on his resume.
He can say he's a two-time All-Star. Now he doesn't get the All-Star appearance because of he happens to pitch on Sunday, and they know he can't pitch in the game anyway.
So you got to give me an example where they've done this with someone else.
Well, I don't know, but it's happening here.
It does not make sense.
Well, then what I would say is then there's – he deserved it over David Peterson. Like, every
totally.
One of his numbers is better than David Peterson.
I agree. Yeah. My only point is that if he's pitching Sunday – he was never going to be in the All-Star game.
But he can still name him an All-Star and then just take him off because he deserves to be an All-Star to get the recognition and help with his future contract, future earnings. It's collusion.
That's not what collusion
is. Nope. Sorry, I was putting on my Spike reporting cap.
Yeah, we've said collusion too many times on the show. Jack still doesn't know what it is.
Yes, he's got to figure it out. Would have been nice, but I did not even realize – you said it would have been his second All-Star appearance.
He was in last year's game,
yeah.
Oh, he was in last year's game?
Yeah.
I mean, what's he making?
So they put him, Strom, and Hoffman?
Him, Strom, Hoffman. The whole infield started the game. Stott didn't. So it was a Turner, Bohm, and Harper, and then Wheeler.
That's right, because we sent the most All-Stars ever
to
the Phillies.
Actually, now that you say it, what a disaster the end of last season was.
I know.
I mean,
when you realize they had that many All-Stars.
And Bohm was in the home run derby.
Oh.
And he actually showed out.
I bet money on Bomer that night.
Yep.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. He looked good. He got to the finals, right?
He did.
He lost
He lost to
not Alonso.
No, he lost to from the Dodgers.
Oh, Teoscar Hernandez. Yes,
yeah,
right.
Teoscar Hernandez.
Yeah. Watch that in Canada. So I actually been thinking about Chris Sanchez. What is his Philly sports comp, like if you go to other teams, because he's been really good. Doesn't feel like he has, and not even just this year, he's really good last year. I mean, again, he made the All-Star game, he's good for the half, but
it's Devontae.
It's a little Devontae,
but Devontae gets more credit than Sanchez does, I think, but probably just because he's on the Eagles. But I think from a skill standpoint, now, he's not a high draft pick like Devontae, of course.
Uh-huh.
But I think from a performance perspective, Devontae is overshadowed by A.J. Brown, and just like Chris Sanchez is overshadowed by Zach Wheeler. We say Devontae could be a number one on another team, just like Chris Sanchez could be a number one on another team. I think Devontae is probably a good comp for Chris Sanchez.
Yeah, but Devontae's more known around the league, though. Like, it feels like Sanchez doesn't have the...
And what is Sanchez making? $9 million?
Yeah, $8 million? $9 million.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like $24 million over the course of the deal.
Wow.
So it's like nothing.
Yeah.
But it feels like around the league, he never gets talked about.
Yeah.
Two straight years, he's posted. He's got the ERA in the mid 2.6, I think. Right?
Passes the eye test, by
Passes
the way.
Passes the eye test.
Yeah.
And
he's only getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, from where he went from, which was like a random bullpen guy that could just never throw strikes, to what he's turned into.
You know what he needs? Postseason.
Yeah.
Yeah, he only has one start in the postseason.
Yeah.
And he's pretty good in that Mets start, but it wasn't like a dominating effort.
Yeah.
No. It's got to be a dominating effort in a series they win.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
You know, it can't just be, you know, he went six innings and one run against the Mets and they lost in four games or whatever
right.
it is. He needs that too. But he is great. Like he's a number one kind of pitcher, you know.
And for those keeping track at home,
and by the way, people were saying that Peterson shouldn't have made it over Ranger. Ranger hasn't pitched the whole year. Like I would
12 starts.
Yeah, I would put Peterson over Ranger just because he's been there the entire season and Ranger has not.
I understand why Ranger didn't make the All-Star game.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Now he can still win the Cy Young. Sanchez and Ranger have about the same Cy Young odds. They're right next to each other.
I would put my money on Sanchez over Ranger because just
Ranger's odds are going up like that.
Uh-oh.
Why? No, I got him at plus 6,000.
Yeah. Well, the one that's the most important is that Zach Wheeler is now the favorite to win Cy Young.
Yes.
Over that fraud five-inning pitcher, Paul Skeens.
But I also bet on all three of them.
I'm sure you did.
Meaning all three Phillies pitchers.
Yes.
Sanchez.
Yeah. Did you already lose money on Lizardo? We're losing that one?
Nah, I did not jump on Lizardo.
Good.
He's always waiting for him to sort of fall back to the pack.
Yep.
Yeah, which he has. He's bounced around. Not consistent. Very good when he's good. Very bad when he's bad.
Not bad for a fourth starter.
Not bad.
Carlos Estevez. Spike's favorite pitcher, an all-star.
Shocking.
Well, he was good last season, too. He's a regular season pitcher.
Postseason where it falls apart.
Well, I mean, like, I just, like, his stuff does not pass the eye test at all. And, like, congrats to him, by the way, because he has been much better during the regular season these last 2 years than he has previously. His control has been way better. His walk rate is way down. He throws strikes, which I think... You know, by the way, if we had another bullpen arm that just consistently threw strikes and didn't hang slide.
You saying we could use him?
During the regular season, I wouldn't mind having him. My problem with Estevez was not adding him to the roster last year. It was they traded too much for him, and he was their big, you know, guy
who
they got.
Move, yeah.
And I just not what they needed, I don't think.
So how's this for a blind resume for a trade target for the Phils?
Okay.
So this is a bullpen arm.
Okay.
How would this sound?
Oh, boy.
3.13 ERA, 37 innings pitched, 51 strikeouts in 37 innings overall in the year. Would that be someone you'd be semi-interested in?
Well, you didn't give up the hits and the walks over 37 innings.
Well, his whip is like 1.2.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, 1.2.
Well, I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Sir Anthony.
Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Yeah.
Sir Anthony!
Come on. Bring him home.
Yeah.
Bring him home. He's still... Sir Anthony, for as shaky as he could be, he had some. You want to talk about postseason moments? He had some postseason moments for the Phillies.
He could be. They need two guys. He could be the other guy.
Well, he's the. If they wanted to make the 2-for-1 trade, or get two guys from the same team, which is with Dombrowski, the Dombrowski special. He does that at the deadline. He just shops for the same team. You know, Angels a couple years ago, Rangers a couple
just
years ago.
Just wants to shop efficiently.
Yeah.
Wants to get it all from the same store.
Yeah, like, just like you.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Yep.
Narrow your choices down.
Yep.
I know people talked a lot about, you know, Bednar and Dennis Santana. But with the Orioles, Sir Anthony and Felix Bautista is the two that would be pretty disgusting.
Here's what I'm saying. Dave Dombrowski, whatever it is you're going to do, it needs to be with an effort to win the World Series this year.
Yes, I agree.
Like, This idea that we can just let this year go.
With this starting pitch.
Yeah, and somehow we're going to be back here next year or getting the World Series next year or the year after. I just don't feel that. I feel like we've actually been given another chance when the window is briefly still ajar. I thought the window shut after last year.
Yes, so did I.
But it's ajar. It's there.
Yep.
You got to do something with
it. Give another lease on life.
Got to do something with this year.
The fact that they are still in first place after not having Bryce for a month and having a so-so Bryce before that is a testament to how good the starting pitching
and
is.
And with no Nola. No Nola.
And, well, are you, let me ask you both,
Are you willing to trade Andrew Painter to make that happen?
For the right player, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm open to it. I got enough young pitchers. Listen, they've been doing a decent job drafting. I know the draft is Sunday.
Yep.
I don't go draft a pitcher.
Mm.
No?
I don't think they're going to draft a pitcher.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know what's available or what's out there. All I'm saying is replenish the talent.
Well, they've drafted a lot of high school guys. Are they going to keep drafting high school guys?
I like college guys.
Nah. So
then you're waiting 4 years for those guys, most times, unless they are.
Well, yeah, but like the theory is you draft high school guys at that point because in 3 years when it's their draft year, they would have gone like top 10.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So
when you're picking late in the first round, you're kind of taking lottery tickets.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like most college guys by that point just they don't have the same kind of upside that a high school guy is.
Okay. Yeah. And that's why, you know, scouts and all this, that's all they do is live off upside.
Yeah.
That's what they live off of, upside.
Yep.
Yeah,
but we never get those guys. When's the last high school player we had that's come up and been anything significant?
Well, they're coming. They are. Abel's coming. Abel, Painter, Crawford.
Abel's coming. We're ready to trade him right now.
Well, he's probably going to get traded. Dude, his trade value's fine. Shoved last night.
All I want is I understand they had
to figure out this high school guy that we've been waiting on. When's the last time we had a high school guy?
There's a Calvary coming.
All right. I'm going to complain a little bit here.
That's a shocker.
Interesting.
Well, I understand they had to rebuild the whole minor league system, and you want a lot of guys. Could you give me one guy who comes up here, and everybody around the league is like, wow, look at that guy. Like, the Nationals, for all of their failures, Bryce Harper, Juan Soto.
Yeah, they drafted a lot of great players.
Who's the starting pitcher?
Steven
Strasburg. Like, could you give...
Well, they were 1-1, though.
What's that?
Well, yeah, they were 1-1.
Number one overall
pick. Wait, but I don't care. We spent our number one overall pick on Mickey Moniak.
Well, it's not their fault.
No, it's true.
It's not whose fault.
Well, there wasn't a Strasburg or Harper in the draft.
Well, but see, there we go. But they still had their choice of
every
guy.
Player in the draft.
Like, I want one guy who's... And you guys kept telling me it was Painter. I want one guy. And meanwhile, I'm looking around.
You guys are telling me.
Well, I'm looking around the league, and I just see all these young pitchers that are striking out 15 guys a game. And meanwhile, Andrew Painter is in AAA with a 5 ERA, giving up three home runs in one game.
He's 2 years younger than those guys.
Okay, well, I want one guy.
he's coming.
Give me a 19-year-old who comes up into the big leagues, and everybody's like, holy hell, where did they get? And by the way, the Nationals now have James Wood.
Who they traded for.
But they still have him, and they got him when he was 20 years old. Come on.
High school guy.
Grow up. Give me a star. Aiden Miller's going to get up here. He's going to hit 268 with 17 over on.
That ain't bad.
It's another valuable
player.
It's another stat.
258.
Give me a star.
They're coming.
Okay.
What was Paul Skeens high school?
No, he's college.
It's college?
Yeah.
How'd he turn out?
Well, he's 1-1. What do you want him to do?
It's not like you hate all college players.
I don't. No. I just, when you're top of the draft, if there's a college guy, I'm fine. It's just like, for a chance at a star, I would just take a high school guy late in the draft.
Yeah.
Because like, the college guys are mostly maxed out.
How are they maxed out at 21 years old?
Yeah, just trust me. I don't know.
Give me a maxed out Paul Skeens.
They're not picking number one. You can just say get Paul Skeens.
They did pick number one. They took Mickey Mantle.
That's not their fault. The draft sucked.
When did we take that kid? Who was the kid that never played up here? The outfielder.
Wait, Hazley was up here for a second.
Corey somebody.
Oh, Cornelius Randolph?
Yeah, Corey. Whatever happened to him?
Horrible. I mean, he was the 10th overall pick. Yeah. That was the old scouting department.
I remember the first time I saw Juan Soto, and the guy was hitting bombs. I was like, where the hell does this team get these guys?
Exactly.
It's international signing.
Well, let's just sign international guy.
They're working on it. Arun Escobar is Acuna's
college. Oh, thank God.
Oh, but everyone wants to trade every prospect. You never let them develop.
We did let them develop. It's Stott and boom.
But there's your college guys. There's your college guy.
Hold on. Nolo's, that was a good pick.
Yeah.
It was fine.
He was supposed to be a three. It ended up being better than that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we heard Pete.
Oh, yes. One of the most underrated quotes the last 10 years.
Yeah, Pete Mackanin.
What did he say?
said Nola was a three.
Yeah, as he's like the best pitcher on the staff.
Oh, really?
Point. Yeah, he's like, he probably profiles to be a three. He's the number one prospect in the system.
All right, yeah. Jack, you have anything else?
The draft is on Sunday, by the way. Two names to look for, Sean Gamble and Josh Hammond.
Are they high schoolers?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
Yep. Don't I even, told you, that's all they pick here.
Don't even look at – I don't look at any college players.
What position?
Gamble's like a second baseman, outfielder type, and then Hammond is a shortstop.
Are we ever going to draft somebody?
Actually, third baseman.
Good.
Yes. Good or hits for power?
Yeah, we don't.
Where's our Ryan Howard at?
We drafted him in the fifth round.
Okay.
So, but I was told you needed the number one overall pick.
Exactly. To get Paul Skeens, yeah. You can't just say get Paul Skeens at 27. That's not how it works.
Your worm is out of control.
You're turning into the camera. Why did they just draft Tariq Skubal the year they drafted third overall when he was drafted the ninth round? You know, you got to find draft talent all through.
I just want one guy who is a mind blower, who is everybody
Andrew
is jealous
Painter
of.
Painter is coming soon.
His ERA is 5.
I don't care.
Where this guy on the Brewers now, who is striking out every player, where did he come from?
He came from college.
Okay. Well, then they should take a college guy.
He's older than him.
But okay.
So take a college guy.
Yes.
In the middle round, sure. Could you go for high upside?
Talent? What round was the Brewers guy taking him?
I think he was like second or third.
Okay, so we don't need the number one overall pick. I was just like, this is out of – there's like 30 rounds
Chase
in the baseball
Burns
draft.
Chase was the number fifth overall pick. Yeah. I mean, come on. Walk with me here.
I don't want to walk with you anymore. I don't trust you anymore.
Sean Gamble.
You and your damn
Josh Hammond.
Prospects.
Yeah.
Love them.
Get him out of here. Give me somebody good.
Yeah. Now, yes. Don't let him come up, but also get me his thoughts.
Yes. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Marks, Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which one here? Who is being more disrespected in off-season rankings, Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni? Jalen Hurts.
Definitely Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. At 71 point, well, you do not even believe that.
No, I said Nick Sirianni.
Yeah.
But I knew the fans.
Yeah, 71.1% Jalen Hurts. Who is most likely to be Superman in Philadelphia, Jalen Hurts or anybody? Of course, Jalen Hurts. Who is the smartest guy in Philadelphia? Jalen Hurts. Who's the tallest guy? It's definitely Jalen. No. I saw it. Embiid said, no, it's Jalen. Jalen's the tallest. Who's the strongest? It's Jalen. Who's the best looking? Jalen. Best reader. Best at math. Jalen. Check. Jack. Sorry. What's coming up in the top 5 and 5?
So it's a Stock Watch Friday?
Yeah, Stock Watch.
Buying or selling stock in WIP.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Another shot at his coworkers.
Yep. Would never.
Yep.
Would never.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You've been listening to the best of the Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.